Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we have a genuinely unique set of source material, really quite different. We are not wading through, white papers or historical data this time. Instead, we've got excerpts from promotional content for a very specific service. Our mission isn't really to validate the service itself, but more to treat this marketing copy like a text we need to decode. We're going to deep dive into the claims, the strategy, and the precise language used, how they describe their expertise, and crucially, the promised outcomes.
Yeah, it's an excellent exercise, actually, a sort of rhetorical analysis in action. When an expert offers a service like this, often quite intangible, the language they use, that is the offering in many ways, it frames their entire value proposition. So we're dissecting that language. We want to understand exactly what a potential client is being told they'll receive and maybe why the language is, structured that way.
Okay, and we jump right in with a hook that, well, it sets an incredibly high bar, doesn't it? The source material isn't exactly modest when introducing this specific expert operating in the UK. We're talking about astrologer Galtham, and they're immediately designated with a very specific, almost stacked superlative.
Oh, absolutely. What's fascinating right off the bat is this immediate push for dominance and authenticity. The sources explicitly brand this individual as the top best Indian astrologer in UK, Gothamji. If we, connect this to the bigger picture of marketing strategy, this is kind of the ultimate in superlative stacking. You rarely see top and best just slammed together like that. It immediately communicates, well, hyper superiority.
That is interesting. Let's break down the linguistic choices there for a second. Yeah. You have the functional bit, the superlatives, top best.
Right.
Then the geographical anchor in UK.
Yeah.
The cultural anchor.
Yeah.
Indian astrologer. And that honorific, Desi. Why are those cultural markers like Indian and G so important, do you think, to include right there in the promotional copy?
Oh, they're crucial. For establishing both heritage and authority, I'd argue, including Indian, taps into those traditional ancient roots often associated with astrology. It signals deep-seated expertise, rather than some modern, maybe more generalized approach. And the G honorific, that just further reinforces respect and that traditional authority. It's a very concise way to communicate. So look, this isn't just an expert. This is a highly respected, traditionally rooted, and apparently globally superior expert, but one who's operating locally right here in the UK.
That really does set the stage powerfully.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now let's unpack this expert's operational identity a bit more. The sources reveal a dual role, which is interesting. The person operates as both a psychic reader and an astrologer. How does the source material claim these two roles merge? How do they become a unified, effective methodology for guidance?
Yeah. That's a key integration point they seem to be making. Astrologer, that suggests, chart analysis, maybe predictable systems, that kind of thing. Psychic reader, that suggests more intuition, immediate insight, maybe even communication with, something beyond. The source doesn't leave this as two separate offerings. It frames them as a fusion. That fusion is the methodology.
Okay, so what does that claimed methodology actually involve in? What are they saying they do?
Well, the description is quite evocative. It says the services are based on powerful and intuitive readings, and these are combined with deep spiritual insight. Oh, this raises an important question for analysis, doesn't it? Does this truly define a methodology, or is it maybe just rhetorical padding? From an analytical standpoint, it certainly seems designed to assure the client that the guidance isn't just mechanical or rote. The powerful and intuitive readings part speaks to that psychic reader role, immediate, compelling insight. While the deep spiritual insight bit elevates the whole transaction, it lifts it beyond mere fortune-telling into something potentially more profound, like personal transformation.
I see the structure there. So the intuition provides the what, maybe, and the spiritual insight provides the why.
That's a good way to put it.
It makes the reading feel, I suppose, bespoke and inherently meaningful rather than just predictive. And just to confirm the target audience and location, because even with this large UK-wide claim, the source is clearly targeting a specific regional need too, right?
Absolutely. Very clearly. The service is explicitly offered as a psychic reader in Birmingham.
Huh?
This suggests a physical, accessible presence for these supposedly accurate psychic readings. It anchors that high-level UK-wide claim top best right back down to a local community, Birmingham. Where the service is actually rendered, it's a neat trick, really. Balances the grand promises with that local availability.
Okay, got it. Let's transition then from the expert's identity to the scope of the services. Once this highly specialized intuition meets spiritual insight methodology is applied, what problems does it claim to solve? What are the areas of life where the source material actually promises clarity?
The specificity here feels quite tactical, very deliberate. The source isolates four major domains, domains that are, let's be honest, universally anxiety-producing for many people. These powerful and intuitive readings are specifically designed to provide clarity on love, relationships, career, and destiny.
Wow, that list is brilliantly comprehensive, isn't it? It hits both those immediate emotional needs and the bigger existential long-term questions.
Let's look at the groupings for a moment. You've got the immediate, often emotional turmoil represented by love and relationship.
Precisely. Love and relationships deal with current, often actionable uncertainty. You know, who am I with? Will this last? Am I happy?
Yeah.
These are high-stakes, sometimes day-to-day decisions where people can often feel quite paralyzed. Stuck.
Yeah, definitely. And then you move outward to career and destiny.
Yeah.
These concerns feel less about the present moment, maybe, and more about the anxiety of trajectory, purpose. Where am I going? Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, you know, why people seek out these kinds of services, career is often about material success, social standing, things frequently tied to our identity, and in destiny. Well, that's the most abstract, the most existential component on the list. It addresses that fundamental human need, perhaps, to know that our path is meaningful, that it's directed somehow. So by hitting all four, love, relationships, career, destiny, the service effectively claims to provide clarity on both the micro, like daily interactions, and the macro, our overall life purpose.
That covers a massive amount of personal uncertainty, doesn't it? It's almost promising to resolve the two major axes of human worry, connection and purpose. So what's the ultimate goal then, the overarching purpose of tackling these four domains according to the source?
The promotional material uses two key active verbs here, which is interesting. The purpose is not merely to reveal your future, but also, and this feels important, to guide you through life's challenges. And that's a crucial distinction, I think. Revealing the future could be seen as just passive information delivery, here you go, but guiding the client. That implies an active application of that information. It suggests a supportive, maybe even proactive role for the astrologer slash psychic reader.
Right, right. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me, the ultimate value proposition. We've established the identity, the method, the scope. Now let's look at the advertised end result. Forget the methods for a second. What is the claimed, tangible, perhaps emotional result of receiving this guidance? What do they say you actually get?
This is where the marketing speaks direct, very directly to the emotional state of someone feeling uncertain, the potential client. The source explicitly promises that these accurate psychic readings are intended to bring three specific positive emotional states, and it applies them to the listener's or the client's life's journey.
And these three specific outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is where the true rhetorical genius maybe lies.
Yeah.
Because they seem to address the root anxiety directly. They promise peace, direction, and confidence.
Absolutely. Let's just analyze that trio for a moment. Consider the likely emotional state of someone seeking clarity on, say, their destiny. They're probably experiencing some anxiety, maybe paralysis, definitely confusion.
And the promise benefits directly counter those anxieties, don't they? Confusion is countered by direction.
Exactly. Direction speaks directly to that guidance element we just discussed. It aims to cut through the paralysis of choice, giving the client a clear pathway forward, or at least the feeling of one. And it's based on those spiritual and intuitive insights they mentioned.
Okay. And then anxiety and turmoil are countered by peace.
Peace is perhaps the ultimate psychological release valve, isn't it? If you come to believe your future and destiny have been revealed and you feel you have guidance, then theoretically the associated fear and worry should dissipate. It's promising tranquility right there in the face of life's chaos.
Makes sense. And finally, self-doubt, that fear of making a wrong move, is countered by confidence.
Yes. Confidence is what potentially transforms the client from just a passive recipient of fate or information about fate into an active participant in their own journey. If the path feels revealed and guided, the client should feel empowered to walk it. That's the implication. So it's not just about receiving knowledge. It's about gaining the internal state, the feeling needed to execute decisions without hesitation. Or with less hesitation, anyway, you're essentially promised a reduction of life's uncertainty, neatly packaged into three distinct actionable emotional benefits.
That's why the language feels so effective. It's not necessarily promising, you know, wealth or a specific marriage outcome.
No, not directly.
It's promising the internal stability, the peace, direction, and confidence that people often believe those external results are supposed to deliver anyway. The focus is almost purely on psychological transformation.
Precisely. The advertised outcome isn't just knowing what might happen, it's gaining the internal state required to deal with it, whatever it is. It's an incredibly potent, and I'd say very well chosen, claim to make in promotional material like this.
Absolutely. And as we always try to do when reviewing source material, we need to make sure the listener has all the practical operational details contained within the promotion itself, if they were curious.
Yes, good point. For anyone interested in potentially pursuing the services of this astrologer, Gautam, the source provides a specific phone number for contact. That number is +447 4055622258. It also includes a direct invitation to visit us at the Birmingham location, which establishes a clear, direct channel for engagement.
Okay, so what does this all mean? Let's try to wrap up what we've unpacked. We treated this promotional content like a text, really, analyzing the claims based on identity, methodology, scope, and those claimed outcomes. We established that Astrologer Gautam is strategically branded that top best Indian astrologer in UK Gautam G craze, offering powerful intuitive readings, specifically in Birmingham, apparently based on deep spiritual insight.
And we learned that the scope of clarity promised is, well, surgically targeted, right at those four pillars of universal anxiety, love, relationships, career, and destiny. But the core insight here, I think, is that the ultimate value proposition isn't framed as the prediction itself, but the psychological result. It's that promise that these readings will bring peace, direction, and confidence to the client's life's journey.
So we've managed to distill the strategic language used, describing the expertise and the quite profound emotional results being marketed here.
And, you know, this raises an important question, perhaps, for you, the listener, especially when you're maybe processing information overload yourself or seeking to gain knowledge quickly in your own life. The source promises accurate psychic readings. They're words that are meant to lead to peace, direction, and confidence. So think about your own current challenges, whatever they might be. If you had to choose only one of those three outcomes, peace, direction, or confidence, as the single most compelling reason to seek external guidance right now, which one would fundamentally change your current state the most? Something to consider as you navigate where you seek your own clarity and assurance.